This is actually quite romantic, isn't it? A silent, misty, creepy kind of way. It's amazing, actually, how quickly your eyes become adjusted to nothing but the moonlight and the forest. It almost seems light in the pitch black. Thanks for tonight, by the way. Dinner was lovely. Watching you choke laughing at your own jokes was a moment I'm not going to forget. It was a terrible joke. I'm not surprised that potato tried to shut you up. I'm pulling your leg. You're funny. Just that joke wasn't. Oh, you're welcome. I'm happy to show you around. I didn't want to spoil the surprise. I'm going to take you to the spot where there are still three-word burn marks right where witnesses said they saw it land years ago, if you like. It's just a little further northeast, but I know all the shortcuts, it won't take long. No, we won't get lost. I've been here a few times now. Even camped out here once. It really does have a different atmosphere right in that spot. It'll be interesting to see what you think. Good though. Well, the last time I was here, there was a group tour and this awful skeptic UFO investigator who doesn't believe they exist has spent 20 years looking for them. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Anyway, yeah, he tried his best to, like, spoil everyone's fun that night. He was coming up with the most ridiculous conclusions. That was kind of funny and sad at the same time. Oh, like, he was constantly peering over people's shoulders trying to look at the photos they were about to take, and just really obnoxious guy. Not sure what happened to him, actually. I was winding him up all night. Oh, he never came back after that one. Wouldn't it be funny if he was abducted by aliens? What do you mean, no? I honestly couldn't think of a better candidate than an egotistical skeptic. Did you ever visit UFO hotspots back home? Or is it just because you're in the UK and our very own Roswell just happened to be close by to where you're staying? You didn't? Wait, you didn't even know about this place? Huh. I was sure you had a fascination for this subject. Did we talk about it before? No? You sure? Huh. Maybe I dreamt about it or something. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I honestly thought you'd like this. We can go somewhere else if you like. You sure? You seemed so up for it when I suggested it. Need an excuse to spend more time with me. Actually, we could have been back at my place fucking by now, but instead we're here being bitten by gnats. Oh, it never floats your bone. Your face. Oh, I'm just teasing. We can fuck here if you like. I'm sorry. It's just too easy to wind up, and the way you react is adorable. I swear, even your very cute expressions have their own accent. That's not far now. It's about a quarter of a mile. Oh, I've gone really dizzy. Oh, must have been the wine. Oh, do you mind if we sit down for a minute? Just here is fine, thank you. What's that? Mind that junk, or is the ground moving? Damn, you're good. You haven't even touched me yet. Oh my God, what is happening? You okay? You hurt? No, I'm fine, but the fuck is this place? Well, I know it's a tunnel, but what the hell? How is it? That hole just resealed itself. Oh, this isn't good. Oh, this is so far from good as a very not good thing. Hello? Ow, what the fuck? Oh, I don't know. That's what they say in the films. Yeah, you have a point. They never end well. Wait. I can still feel it. Like, can you feel it? That same vibrating, buzzing feeling. Oh God, are they going to do it again and bury us alive? We can't stay here, that's for sure. Who are they? I don't know. Have you ever seen rocks float up and reseal themselves before? Shit like this just doesn't happen on its own. Well, I guess, and my heart's going nuts. I guess we just need to walk and see if we can find another exit and ladder or something, but that's the only way we can go. What else do they say in films? Hold my hand and don't let go no matter what happens. We've been walking for a good 5 minutes already. Does this tunnel ever end? Well, I wish we'd gone back to your place. I'm so sorry. I feel like this is my fault. That hole we fell through did seal itself up again, right? I didn't just imagine that. I still feel weird. It's the same as me being certain we talked about UFOs, but you said we didn't. Right now, none of this seems real, and yet it feels so real at the same time. And I have no idea if I'm hallucinating or not, or why, if I am, or if I'm going to wake up in a minute. Wait. Did you do this? Did you put something in my drink? Oh my goodness. I'm sorry, sorry, I'm sorry. Calm down. My brain isn't accepting any of this, and I'm just trying to make sense of it all. I'm failing fast. What do you think this place is? Well, whatever it is, it's abandoned. Yeah, I guess. Well, that hole didn't fill itself, although it did, ironically. I just want to find a way out. What do you think we're going to find? You are joking, right? I know you're just trying to scare me. No, it's not working. I feel strangely calm, actually. Dizzy and weird, but calm. How about you? The same? I Are we being gassed or something? Is it me, or are we slowly descending? I've only just noticed it. It's ever so slight. That can't be good, considering how long we've been walking. Wait. What's that noise? Oh, this isn't good. I don't think... Hey, are you okay? Hey!
You can't pass out now. Actually, you can. What am I going to do with you? When you took your time. Isn't it cute? It'll be perfect. I can feel it in my fluids. And heating up and getting quite excited inside me. How long have we got until he comes round again? Good. That will give us enough time to prepare it. Let's go.
So how are we going to do this? Well, I want it to be as enjoyable for the human as possible. I don't want to unnecessarily hurt it. It's too sweet. And I'm kind of nervous too. I mean, I've never done this before. I'm hardly an expert on this subject. Is it going to hurt it? Well, it's bound to be frightened. Can you do your telepathy thing with it so that the human can understand you? Oh, it looks like it's coming round. Hey, sweetheart. It's okay. It's okay. Shh, 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 shh. Don't panic. They're quite friendly. Say hello, Plume. Not like that. Telepathy. You're trying to give it a heart attack. Dan, what did you say to it to make it jump like that?
Sorry. I'll go quieter. I hope my sounding like Merle will help make things a little more comfortable for you. Please remain calm. You are quite safe. I'm Plume. Nice to meet you.
Baby, it's fine. Listen, just listen to me.
Your clothes are not required and were affecting your body temperature, so they were removed swiftly for two reasons. You have been secured for the same two reasons. To ensure the perfect body temperature.
Oh, I'm sorry, I really am. But we really need you. I really need you. And you're perfect. In a word, breathing. Don't panic. Please, just breathe. Let me try to explain. Look, I'm the first of my kind. Plume created me. Well, not Plume themselves, but others like them. That's you. I'm half human, one third alien, like Plume inside, not on the outside. And I'm 1/6 something else, but I can't pronounce it though, sorry.
It's neither pronounceable or translatable. Basically, part of Merle's physicality can change when it is required as a result of combined crossbreeding.
Well, you've seen the Hulk, right? Well, it's not like that. I mean, I won't look like that. It will still look like me and be me, but my arm changes. Just one of them, like a tentacle, but not. Kind of like a dick, but not. Or kind of like a cross between the two-ish, sort of. Well, not really. Not really either. Yep. Both, as in how they operate as one combined... Combined...
Extension.
Extension, thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Anyway, oh please, please don't be frightened. I know this is a big ask, or tell, You don't really get a choice right now, I know, but please don't be scared. I've really waited a long, long time to find the mate who would be perfect, and, well, you're it. Oh, don't worry, it's been tried and tested.
We made our mistakes decades ago, but I've had to wait for slight DNA changes in a chain of humans to occur to ensure success, and took the decision to not risk losing any more lives. And
Plume!
Million.
Sorry, well, Plume assures me that they died happy, if that helps. Look, you're going to be fine, I promise. It's one of the things I've insisted upon and why I've waited so long. So while no one at this point can know 100% for sure, we're at least 96.48%.
94.66%.
94.66% sure.
Merly is the first of their kind. A complete success. The process isn't complicated in practice, though complicated in how it works. This breeding session, though similar to what you are used to in many ways, also differs substantially. You will come to no harm. Quite the opposite. This will be an experience like no other, and one of the most pleasurable in many ways that have not been possible for you as a human to experience to date.
See? Well, would you like the full explanation, or would you prefer I just get on with it and show you myself? I'm going to explain as I go along what is happening and doing what to both of us at the same time. Well, it'll be faster, and it'll make you feel good faster too. Good humans deserve to feel good faster, don't you think? Take a deep breath, sweetheart. You're going to love this. I will be very gentle with you, to begin with, I promise. I'll not give you more than you can handle.
Of course, I'll be here to assist where I need to assist.
Oh, I swear, I'm so fucking horny right now, I can't tell you. Oh, it's coming just at the thought of having you. Oh, my fluids are, special. A little like... how male cut messies that search for what they're looking for. Well, my squirt does too. But they're not seeds. They have their own job to do. To make you as comfortable as possible. Let's just say that for now, yeah? You're gonna love this.
Mary is going to straddle your abdomen. She will proceed to ride you until she gushes. It will be more like a rush that will soak the lower half of your body from the abs down. It will feel quite hot and incredibly pleasurable, affecting the hair follicles on your skin to shrink a little, leaving just enough room for the pores to gather just enough of the fluid that will pass through your skin into the layers beneath. This will cause tingly sensations as they will then burrow themselves through your body to form the changes necessary and within minutes. It won't feel any different to being soaked. The amounts in the pores are so minute that you won't feel it going through you, but you will feel what it does to your insides. It will feel a little strange. Once they are through, you'll feel your organs shifting, rearranging as new tissue is formed. It's very subtle.
Or a bit like wind. But different and quite painless, unlike wind. New tissues will form where they're needed. It's actually quite a sensual feeling. Like butterflies, only stronger. More like moths.
Bats?
Bats? You're going to be bred. You are needed to breed Marnies. Like me. And the best way for the eggs to grow inside you. Not me. I'm going to come. I can't. No.
Don't worry, the changes inside you I spoke of. I will allow you to house the eggs that are also about to be created.
I'm coming.
Doesn't that feel good? Such a good human. My assistance is required. I'm going to approach you at the same time. This will merge with Mary's gush on the inner side and will signal your pores to close tightly as before, completing this part of the process.
Oh, you're getting close yourself, aren't you, sweetheart? You've barely even been touched. Your own body reactions trigger mine. I can feel it happening. Don't be frightened. Just feel what you feel. Relax and enjoy it. You may as well, right? My arm is about to... Oh! That's it, baby. Lose yourself. Let go.
Precon.
Oh, what?
Seeping from your arm.
Eh? Oh, yeah. You should try this too. Open your mouth, sweetheart. Don't be silly, it's lovely. Come on, I said try it. There you go. Oh, what's happening? Oh, my navel. It's...
Another extension.
Oh, it's...
Perfect. Exactly what was supposed to happen. In case of emergencies, one is to pop with, the other more a convenience. Would you choose to feed the human, hold it still if it struggles, choke it if it misbehaves, or simply tease its skin for more pleasure?
Oh. Oh. Did you hear that, sweetheart? Oh, what should I do with you with so many options to tease you with? And now Plume's going to come. Oh, I can't control it. It's not me. This extension. It's like it has a mind of its own.
That's because it does.
What? Oh, sweetheart, it's going straight for your hole. I'll be gentle with you. I hope it will be. Oh, I'm going to penetrate you now. Oh, we'll have to go quite deep. I'm sorry, but Plume assures me it won't hurt much, and what little pain there is will soon turn to nothing but an incredible amount of pleasure. Oh, there you go. Oh, you look like that feels so good. Plume, this is incredible. Every time I push the extension inside, there's a rush. Oh, it's like down the length that courses through my entire body. And when I pull back, well, it's like it won't let me. I can feel like a suction on it, which... Oh, that's beyond sensual. Oh, look at you, slutcake. Finally letting yourself go, huh? That's right, sweetheart. If it's half as good for you as it is for me, it must be thoroughly blissful.
Tell me, if you can speak.
How does it feel?
Tell me
if
how
I slide the other one around your waist.
Tell me what it's like. And why you have felt the extension inside you exactly. Perfect. I want the other murders to see this. Back in a minute.
The other slugcake? Yes, you're correct. I did say I was the first. I didn't say I was the only one. I'm the first of 10 who will be breeding you in turn. Plume tells me that the incubation period for the eggs is only necessary for a few hours. And you can house multiple eggs at the same time. Thanks to the changes that have made to your insides. Your own DNA is vital for Merlis to be created and survive. To give us our outward human appearances. Here they come.
Oh, I've heard all about you.
Oh, the blooms too. Seems they've been triggered by the current pheromones in the room. There's only room for one Merlis at a time, but... And their own extensions have been triggered. Perhaps they should play with you for a while. Oh, I can't hold it. It feels like my extension is about to explode.
You want me to wrap it?
Hold their arms, neck, and thighs from early. I don't want them to move right now.
Hold it! My gosh!
Take it.
How is this possible?
You look so beautiful. Extensions.
How about I wrap?
Oh my goodness. Oh, near the Merlis.
Why is it making me come straight away? I was wondering if you had to face it.
Look at you. Yeah. Getting covered in Merly cum.
To rest, that's all. Move aside.
The
Merlis are waiting their turn. And clings to it seems. Yes, you may come on the human after Merly 2. Actually, Merly 2 is a little bit overexcited. Please go to the back of the queue and calm yourself down.
No.
Merly 3, please take your place on the human's abdomen.
The pleasure's all mine.
Rub yourself against a human skin until your gush is expelled. Plume 2, you're ready to come. Those pores will need resetting before Merly 3 begins to fuck it. Merly 4, step forward and be ready. Plume 3, you'll be next.